You are now listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 253.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo here. I appreciate you hopping on another Q&A episode here, and I hope you guys are doing awesome. You know, there's it's incredible to me how fast time flies. You know, we are depending on when you're listening to this, we are at the end of the year. You know, 2018 is going to be coming up here, wrapping up here pretty soon. And I always just want to kind of mention that this is, guys, this is the time where you want to disconnect. Go off by yourself, you know, spend a day, spend 2 days, just pen and paper, just think, look back, what worked, what didn't, what goals did you accomplish, what goals did you fall short on. You know, we had our state of the company team meeting a couple of weeks ago, and as I was preparing the PowerPoint for that, you know, I was looking back at everything that we implemented, going back to January of this year, everything we accomplished, and I was just completely blown away, because when you're in the whirlwind, when you're in the thick of it, and you know, when there's just so many different things going on in the business, you don't realize how far you've come, you know. And so I want to just plant that seed with you guys. Take some time for yourself. Really look back, and it's a time for reflection. It's a time for looking at how far you've come, looking at where you fell short, learning lessons, you know, and get those thoughts out of your head and on paper. There's something to be said for freeing up that mental equity, you know, taking that stuff out of your head, putting it on paper, letting it sit there. You may or may not do anything with it moving forward as you plan for 2019. But again, I think there's a lot of value in just freeing up your mind so that you can think clearly, so that you can kind of process, reflect. And it's a really valuable exercise if you go through that, not only for your business, but for you. You know, it's a form of investment in yourself, is one way I like to think about it. So I want to kind of hop right into the episode here. And as always, I'll keep these short and sweet. You know, I was thinking back to, as I was preparing for that state of the company meeting, I was looking at some of the different things. Actually, I'm going to bring up the PowerPoint here. Because there's a few things I kind of want to touch on, that things that we have done that I really feel have moved the needle in our business and have allowed us to, you know, significantly increase our margins, i.e. our average profit per transaction. And there's more than a handful of things, but there's a couple that I really want to point to that I think right away, you know, as I kind of think about what I want to share with you guys on the podcast, I'm always thinking about what's something tangible, what's an actionable item that you can take and implement right away. Sometimes I'll share with you systems and processes and things that take some time to develop. This is one that I think you're going to be able to instantly implement, and you should see some results if you're consistent with it, like anything, right? The first one, guys, is what we've recently started doing is over the last month to 2 months that we've been more consistent with it anyways. I mean, we've been doing it all year, but now instead of doing it on a monthly basis, we do this on a weekly basis, and it's what's called a weekly lead audit. Okay, a weekly lead audit. So one of the things that, and right now, you know, to be totally transparent, this is something that I've decided to take on my plate. I haven't outsourced this to anybody on my team because I want to be intimately familiar with, you know, what's going on with our leads, what's the quality of the leads, how are they being handled, how are they being processed, where's the leakage, where's the hole in the boat, where are we missing opportunities? Because, you know, you have to, guys, don't scale to be bigger, scale to be better. Okay, I'm going to repeat that, and I can't take credit for that. My good friend Christina Krause shared that with me about a month and a half ago or so. She said, you know, scale to be better, don't scale to be bigger. And the more I think about it, the more true that statement is. I mean, it really, really rings a bell with me, because you know, we're always thinking about how can we spend more money on marketing? How can we mail more? How can we implement and get all these different marketing channels going? How can we get leads from all these different places going? But what most people don't recognize is that the most expensive lead to generate is the lead you don't have. Okay, the most expensive lead to generate is the one you don't have. So going back to that statement, forget about going bigger, right? At least for now, how can you be better? Right? Are there missed opportunities right under your nose that you're not even realizing? And I'll give you a perfect example of this. A couple of weeks ago, so on Friday, I carve out a certain period, I time block a certain, you know, whether it's an hour to 2 hours, and I'll go in and I will review all the leads that came in for that week. Okay. And I don't just review the leads that are active, like in the follow-up stages or appointments, et cetera. I'm also reviewing the ones that were tagged not interested, okay? And fortunately, we're able to listen to the recording for internal purposes only. And I was listening to some of these calls, and in a one-hour period, I found two leads that might not sound like a lot, but when you recognize that one lead could potentially be a deal, could potentially be one homeowner that we help, which allows us to fulfill our purpose, it's a big deal, okay? So I found two leads, one of which was tagged as not interested by mistake. You know, we all make human error, we all make mistakes, and we try to figure out ways, guys, to eliminate the human error through systems, through processes, but sometimes these things happen. You get what I'm saying? And I had a long conversation with one of my team members that incorrectly tagged it, but I kind of found it odd because it was tagged as not interested, but it was like an 8-minute and 47-second conversation, you know, and immediately I thought to myself, that's a long conversation to have with somebody who's not interested in selling. So I listened to the call, and sure enough, the lady had a property that she was looking to sell. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you this was like a screaming motivated seller or anything like that, but you know, I'm kind of touching on my second point that I'm going to share with you, but that's not our core process. Our process is that the person has a property to sell, you go on the appointment, right? We want to get in front of as many sellers as possible. And this was a completely missed opportunity. This lead came in on a Monday. I'm listening to this call on a Friday. For all I know, this lady met with someone and already agreed to a deal. You know, maybe not, but it's a missed opportunity. It should have been an appointment and it was incorrectly tagged. I was listening to another call that, you know, my team member at the end of the call, this person wanted to sell. And so he should have immediately moved to schedule an appointment. And he was like, oh, look, it was a land deal. So he's like, look, let me check out some numbers. I'm on the road right now. I'll call you back within the hour, something like that. And that was a missed opportunity to schedule an appointment. So this is something I think you guys can instantly implement. It's not sexy. It's not cool. But I'm telling you, if you're consistent with it, you're going to find the leakage in your business. You're going to find opportunities that are sitting right under your nose that you don't even realize are there because of how it was handled. Or, I mean, there's so many failure points, right, that can happen. And by the way, that's an opportunity for you to fix the broken process, right? So now we've implemented, instead of doing this on a monthly basis, we implement a weekly lead audit review. And eventually this is something that I will get off my plate as I figure out a better way to do this. But, you know, right now I'm reviewing all the leads that came in for the week. Well, I shouldn't say all, but as many as I can. I'm listening to some calls. I'm seeing how they're processed. You know, when my lead manager, acquisitions manager, if they hear a certain rebuttal or objection, are they quick to hop off the phone? Are they quick to like move on to the next question? Are they digging deep? I mean, there's so many opportunities sitting in the leads that you have already spent good hard-earned cash on that you can just get more juice out of that squeeze, okay? And then the second thing that I think I kind of touched on is if you're in a hot market, you know, take the gift the market gives you, guys. Don't overqualify on the phone. We were doing this earlier this year, and it was one of the biggest takeaways I got from when I presented at a mastermind, is we were overqualifying and we were not going on appointments that we probably should have been going on just because at first glance, surface level, the seller lacked motivation, right? We weren't hearing pain. We weren't hearing motivated seller. And even though they wanted to sell, we were just kind of keeping it in our follow-up system. And that was a big, big mistake. You know, since we started loosening up our qualification criteria on the phone, we have gone on more appointments, we have done more deals, and it's led to closings that we probably wouldn't have had if we would have stayed with like the old way of doing things, which was just overqualifying. So, and again, part of this just depends on how big your team is, are your resources. Like, can you go on more appointments? Maybe you're just a one man or a one woman show. But I will tell you that if you can get face to face with sellers, in my experience, you're going to be better off. Now, having said that, I do know, you know, people out there that close deals on the phone and they're crushing it and they're doing well. That necessarily hasn't worked for us, but it's not to say it can't work. My conviction is if you're good at building rapport, if you're good at listening, if you're good at solving problems, taking the seller down a certain path and following a sales process, getting face to face with them will be better. So guys, those are two quick tips that I think you can implement right away and see instant results from. Honestly, or maybe not instant results, but you will see results in a short amount of time. I believe at least we have. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. And I have a third tip that I'm going to reserve for the next Q&A episode. And it's somewhat in line with weekly lead audit reviews, but it's kind of taking it to another level. And it's definitely something that we're focused more on now that we have seen results from. So guys, I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sticking with me. You know, I look at the numbers, I look at the people listening to the show, and I'm just blessed and fortunate and grateful to have just a loyal listener base. You know, and so I thank you for that, because without you, the show would not exist. I would not do this. And just wanted to let you know I appreciate you, and I will catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.